Okay, it's me. I'm here. I'm all yours. The number here at the station is 903-586-5257. It's always a lot funner just taking phone calls because everybody has a need or a want or desire. Hey, don't worry. I'm not going to judge you. I don't care what you're doing. Well, no, I do. That's not true. I do care what you're doing, of course. I listened to the Bible verse this morning and saying that we need to think more highly of others than ourselves. Love always thinks the best of a person. That's a pretty good motto for today. This program is Health Essentials. If you've never tuned in, maybe you're driving down I-20 and you're heading to Dallas or Shreveport. Glad to have you. This program is all about health, so whatever I can do to help you, let me know. My number is 903-586-5257. I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan. And it's going to be a beautiful day. If you haven't been outside yet, you might want to go outside and see the pink-orange hues of the clouds in the sky. It's really gorgeous. Good morning. Welcome to the program. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm calling about my nephew. Let me turn the radio off. He has been in the hospital like 3.5 weeks. He was diagnosed with double pneumonia or pneumonia in both lungs. He had a staph infection in his blood, which that's cleared up. He had to be on a ventilator. He's off of that now. But his problem is his lungs keep filling up with fluid, and they've drawn that off several times. And
that doesn't sound like fun.
Well, it hasn't been for him.
Oh, man.
And not for all of us. But anyway, you know, he had an antibiotic, of course, the strongest they could give him. I think my sister said he's been on niacin and magnesium and I think probiotics, and she didn't know what else. But I was wondering if you had anything that you might, might help him with the lung situation.
Well, if I had a key to the elevator shaft for the Morton Salt Dome in Grand Saline, I'd say, hey, buddy, let's go down 2 miles below the earth and breathe some salt.
Okay.
All jokes aside, if you were to go on eBay.com or Amazon.com, they have these salt inhalers.
Okay.
It's like a little ceramic pot, and what you do is you put salt in there, and I think you heat it up, but what you do is you just breathe the salt dust in through your mouth into your lungs. And then you blow out through your nose, and that way you kind of... Anyway, I'm talking too fast. Here's what my thought process is.
Okay.
Years ago, about two, one of the most interesting studies that I have read, and of course, I'm probably attracted to the unusual ones that nobody else would even think about, but this one really caught my attention because what they did was, you know that very organism that was in your nephew's blood that was just wreaking havoc, the staph infection?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. How many times have you read stories in the Old Testament about how somebody was covered with boils?
Yes.
I know when the Philistines, when they captured the Ark, isn't that what they got when they took it to their town? Everybody got boils?
Yes.
And I think about Job. Oh, my word. Could you imagine how severe it would be if you're taking a piece of broken pottery or glass and you're trying to scrape the lesions just to get relief from the severe itching and pain? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, this study, all they did was they used mice. And I'm thinking to myself, poor mouse, they didn't do anything to deserve this. But what they did was they injected these mice with staph. And every single time, guess what it resulted in? Yes, exactly, boils.
Uh-huh.
Boils all over the mice. Now, they put one group in one cage, and they put one group in another cage, but in the second group, they did something very interesting. They put a salt block. I think they actually bought it at Atwood's or Tractor Supply here in Jacksonville. I mean, I could be wrong, but I'm just guessing they did since they have salt blocks.
Uh-huh.
But these mice that were allowed to lick salt freely without any, you know, reserve, what happened was every one of the mice that got the staph infections developed boils, they died. But the ones that licked the salt block, guess, you tell me, do you guess they lived or they died?
They lived.
They lived. And what I thought was amazing, they showed that these salt crystals would build up around the staph infection where the boil was. And to me, that's very, very intriguing because you've heard the old phrase before, don't put salt on an old wound.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But, I mean, how would you preserve food and keep it free from infection? You might use salt.
Okay.
And anyway, to make a long story short, if he starts breathing in salt dust, uh-huh. we'll start clearing those lungs out.
Okay.
And you know how much that device cost, a salt inhaler? I think $8.95.
Oh, my goodness.
Or if you get one that's been blessed and kissed by a runway model, maybe $24.95.
Yeah, okay.
So we're talking about $9 maybe.
Yeah.
And so they could do that all day long. Now, I've seen on eBay before where they have this special mechanical device, and the only thing it does is you load it up with salt, and it's a salt grinder, and it just puffs salt dust out in the air, and it costs $1,000.
Oh.
Would you spend $1,000? Maybe, if you were desperate, but there's no reason to.
Okay.
He can just use this salt inhaler, and that is going to start to help this young man's lungs big time, but it's going to serve another purpose. It's going to help prevent the infection from coming back with a vengeance and taking hold.
Okay, that sounds great. Okay, it's a salt inhaler, so then you have something you put in there?
Yeah, it's called salt.
Oh, just regular salt.
Well, no, it's not regular salt. The kind of salt you're probably going to use is going to be like pink Himalayan salt or Celtic or Celtic salt. Those would be my two choices if it were me doing it.
Okay.
So if he was my nephew, I'd probably use the pink Himalayan salt or Celtic salt crystals.
Celtic salt.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll see if my sister can sneak that in the hospital or something.
Oh, yes. Listen, I'm down with that action. Anything for covert operations, sneaking stuff. You know what happened to me? This is a long, long, long time ago. Can I just say 26 years ago, 25 years ago?
Uh-huh.
This woman calls me on the phone, and she says, my son is just, he's going to die. And what do you do when you hear stuff like that? And so he's in the hospital, and I don't remember all the details, but he's got this very, very severe infection, and he's in an oxygen tent. But I remember there was a local doctor. I won't mention his name because it begins with the letter M.
Uh-huh.
But it's not important that we bring that up because it was illegal what he did. He broke the law. So I'm going to chastise him for that, and I think he learned his lesson. But I think he snuck in some homeopathic remedies to try to clear the child's lungs, and so the child completely recovered, and he's still alive today.
Well, I know, you know, they've just tried everything with Bobby, and it's fluids.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Do you believe that all the laws and rules and regulations of mankind are completely moral and approved of God?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
I mean, there's some that are so reprehensible, like what about killing babies?
Yeah.
How can that be good? Anyway.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's the way I view these things. I always think it's worth the risk. So if the nurse walks in and sees him puffing on this stuff, just say, hey, it's free marijuana day. He's smoking dope. Approve of that. He'll probably approve of that. But this is one thing that you would do. The other thing is you got to sit him up, and you got to start taking your hands and cupping the ribs and just percussing, and you got to drive that wicked evil fluid out of the lungs. You got to start massaging those ribs.
Okay.
He's got to start doing some breathing treatments. You know what I would do in my fantasy world? If they would put me in charge, wherever he is in the hospital, if they made me chief of staff for one day, I would give him what's called nebulized glutathione.
Yep.
You just use a nebulizer.
Oh, okay.
What do they cost? $25-$40 maybe?
Uh-huh.
Wait a second. If the hospital's charging, that'll be $4 million. I'm joking. Not really. But anyway, but it's called nebulized glutathione. And glutathione is just about the most potent antioxidant that's made.
Okay.
And when you start, you know, breathing glutathione into the lungs start healing just real, real fast.
Okay.
And so if you can get a doctor to prescribe, a compound pharmacy will make this solution, and they'll get the right potion or concoction down. But if you can start breathing glutathione in the lungs, then we can start to have some healing take place.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned something earlier that I thought was just spot on. You said his mama. Is his mother your daughter?
Yeah, and she's my sister.
Oh, you did say nephew. Okay, sorry.
No, that's
I tried to turn it into a grandson. See how I messed up right there?
Yeah, well,
sorry.
That's all right.
Oh, thanks.
I feel like he's my son.
Well, okay, he's like your son then. You love him, don't you?
Uh-huh.
How old is he again?
He's about 50.
Oh, well, he's just a kid.
Well, yeah, compared to me.
Wait a second. You sound like you're 52. How does that work? Oh. You're the younger sister, right?
Oh, yes. Thank you.
All right. But you said something earlier. There is a chemical that is made for the lungs. It's called surfactant.
And this
is surfactant, S-U-R. I'm going to have to write it down.
Okay.
All right, S-U-R, F-A-C-T-A-N-T, I think, surfactant.
Okay.
But anyway, it's made by beneficial bacteria in the gut and then transported to the lungs to keep your lungs clean.
Okay.
And so when you told me that your sister recommended probiotics, here's my little slight adjustment to what you're doing. We probably need to give him somewhere between 200 to 400 billion a day if we're going to turn this around.
Okay.
And those, you can sneak those in. Just walk in and they're surrounding, your nephew and going, "How's it going, young man? We'll be out in just a second with the doctors. We have to talk about your case. This is very complicated."
Uh-huh.
Slip it into his mouth as soon as they walk out of the room and let him drink it.
Okay, and she would get this at a health food store.
Yeah, but you're going to have to use potency. I mean, this is really a numbers game here, so
okay. You
got to use enough probiotics or beneficial microbes to overcome the problem.
Okay, you said 200 to 400 billion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to tell you a story real quick because it just happened to me. Let me see. It's 7:10 right now, so at 4:45 this morning, I received a text, an emergency text, and the person said, "I'm about to die." And I said, "What's wrong?" And they said, "I have food poisoning." I said, "Oh, dear."
Oh.
And so they said, "Listen, I've been since 12 midnight. I've been vomiting, diarrhea." He said, "I'm just about to die." And I text back, "Please do not die. I will pray for you." But anyway, you know what my recommendation was to soak up all the poison?
No.
Oh, I'm real high tech. I use charcoal.
Charcoal,
yeah. Not a charcoal briquette like you're going to cook some roast chicken on the grill. But it's just charcoal. Food grade activate charcoal. And they had it.
Uh-huh.
And would you care to guess what happened? This person said, I got to go to the ER right now.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to tell you what I said in the text, but I'll cut to the chase. This is what happened, though. All they did was they took the charcoal, put it in a glass of water, and they started sipping it because that's all they could do. Because if they tried drinking more than one mouthful, it was just going to come up. He said he just tried drinking half grape juice and half water, which that's not a bad strategy, but the kid was just vomiting.
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Try charcoal. Just sip a little bit." And they texted me back just a while ago before I went on the air, and they said, "You're not going to believe how good I feel right now." I'm going, well, I'm going to say that's an answer to prayers number one. But then again, God does his role, and we have our role. And, of course, this young man that called me at 4:45 this morning, he was having a legitimate emergency, and he says he's going to be okay now. And I'm going, oh, thank the good Lord for that one. But it was just charcoal.
Oh, my gosh, and you saved him bukus from...
Well, what do you think? What do you think the ER bill would be for that?
Yes. I know.
and chances are they might give him an IV. They might give him a drug for nausea and vomiting and diarrhea, but that's probably just about it.
So you're suggesting maybe my nephew might
Yes,
try
I
this
am.
Also. Yeah.
Oh, yes, I am. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Because, well, what would happen to your nephew if he was 5 years old and he swallowed some of Mama's pain pills from having a knee surgery or something like that? They'd give him charcoal to soak that poison up.
Okay.
I'm telling you, charcoal is a lifesaver. Talking to myself as I say this because I'm thinking, do I even have any in my pickup right now?
Because, I don't have any, but I'm going to get
some. Yes. Oh, my word, yes. If you don't do anything else today but put on your list, get some charcoal to carry around in the truck. Now, the sad part of this story is this is the second time he has gotten food poison from the same restaurant.
Oh.
And I'm thinking, do I have to spell it out for you? Hello, buddy. Don't do that again.
Yeah.
But charcoal saved him. And you know what? I never even told him how much to take. I just said, take charcoal, pull the capsules apart, or pour some powder in water, stir it, and just sip it. But he said, oh, my word, I'm a new person. I'm not going to have to go. Now, I told him, don't stop taking the charcoal.
Yeah, okay. And this charcoal comes in, how does it?
Well, my personal favorite is to get charcoal that's in the loose powder. And usually there's two sources, but it's going to say on the label that it's food grade.
Okay.
Yeah, if you go to the store and you get charcoal briquettes so you can do a cookout for hot dogs or hamburgers,
right?
That is technically charcoal, uh-huh. but it's probably got other chemicals in it too.
Yeah, right, right.
That you don't need or he doesn't need in his body. So
okay,
as long as it says food grade, it's going to come from two sources.
Okay.
Either American hardwood or coconut husk.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, both of them are fabulous.
Yeah, and it will say on there the dosage.
Nope, it won't.
It won't.
It always errs on the side of giving too little. So I'm just telling you, if I had a dire... Let's just say I'm driving down the road on a family trip or something like that. And you know how you're at the mercy of eating at restaurants sometimes if you don't plan ahead?
Yes.
And the kids are tired. They need to, you know, go to the bathroom. Everybody needs a drink of water. And you say, all right, we're going to eat a, you know, a cheeseburger here at this restaurant. Well, what if you start getting sick because there's salmonella on the romaine lettuce on your cheeseburger or on the onions?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the last time I checked, lettuce, onions, oh, my goodness. Can these things be contaminated with salmonella and shigella and yersinia and... all sorts of vile, toxic bugs. I might even say staph. I just kind of made that one up.
Uh-huh.
But if you started feeling a little bit sick in your stomach, boy, that is your cue right there to start taking food-grade activated charcoal. It will save your life.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it will save your life. That stuff is like a godsend.
Yeah.
You know how long charcoal has been on the earth?
I guess forever, huh?
Forever. Good answer. Forever is a great answer.
Yeah.
And so if you start carrying a little bit of charcoal around with you, but if you gave him charcoal, it'll start soaking up all that poison from the staph inside of his body.
Okay, and then put it in water, right?
Oh, yeah, it'll turn that water just as black as
okay.
the darkest nut you've ever seen before. But if you drink it, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I can get my kids to drink it, no problem.
Oh, okay.
I mean, and you know what a lady told me yesterday? I thought it was kind of funny. She said her girlfriend looked at her, and she said, what have you done to your teeth? They're so white. And she said, well, I brushed my teeth with charcoal.
Okay.
And you know what is kind of comical? Because if you put a little bit of charcoal powder on a toothbrush and brush your teeth, yes, your teeth will be whiter. But it's so good at removing all the impurities and the stains from your teeth, and your teeth will be real, real black.
Uh-huh.
I think you should try to kiss somebody as soon as you put that charcoal in your mouth.
Ooh, maybe not.
It all goes away.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much, and
you're welcome.
I just appreciate your show so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for your call. I'm glad you got in today.
All right, bye.
And I really wish your nephew the best. I'm really rooting for him.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. Well, if we can't put him in a salt mine to breathe in salt dust, and we can't take him to the Gulf where there's salt air, we might have to give him a salt inhaler. Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Morning, Dr. Morgan.
Hi, how are you, man?
Fine, how are you?
Good.
I have a friend of mine, a lady friend, that has an infection of urinary tract.
Bless her heart.
Whatever you call it.
Well, just a urinary tract, bladder infection, something
like
that.
Yes, sir. What would you recommend for that?
One of the oldest treatments of all time, and I'm just saying this is an experiment. You can try it. She takes some just regular coconut oil. You know how coconut oil looks like lard at room temperature, kind of white and waxy?
Yes.
Just rub some on her hands, and she needs to rub it into the skin directly over the bladder.
Yes.
And just use your imagination about what I'm telling you, because I'm not going to say it on the radio, but she would just apply it topically to the female reproductive area.
Yes.
And even yesterday on my lunch break, I just knew this couldn't have been a fluke. This wasn't luck at all. But I saw a woman, when she came in my office, she said, I've got horrible sinus infections that never go away. Well, the article that I read on my lunch break was about taking a neti pot and putting coconut oil in it with warm water to wipe out sinus infections. And I thought, that has got to be the... That can't just happen. That has to be divine intervention by the hand of God that he would send that to me right before she came in, and I didn't know what she was going to talk about. But anyway, coconut oil is a very valuable remedy when a woman has a urinary tract infection. The other three or four things that I would look at, and she can do this any way that she likes, but she needs to drink extra water, because what we want to do is we want to flush this stuff out. So every time she goes to the bathroom to pass her urine, she needs to bear down with just a little bit extra force to kind of flush those bacteria out. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Have you ever seen, like, a little boy stand behind a tree and you see this long stream coming out? It's almost comical, isn't it?
Yes.
But you think, man, there's no way that I could hit 8 feet away like a little four-year-old could because they have just perfect flow. But she needs to kind of bear down every time she urinates to kind of flush his stuff out. I know it hurts. I'm sorry about that. The things that she can purchase, like at the health food store, she could go to the health food store today and buy a product called Azo. A-Z-O.
Yeah,
and that works about 70% of the time, so it's worth a shot. And other women might go and get what's called cranberry capsules, or they might get cranberry juice. You just don't want to get like a cranberry juice where the main ingredient besides water is high fructose corn syrup or sugar. And so as a general rule, regular cranberries, they're pretty tart, aren't they?
Yes.
Do you like eating cranberry when it comes to Thanksgiving?
Yes, yes.
I do too. I just think it is just fabulous to eat cranberries. That's about my favorite thing that my wife makes. She makes this apple cranberry crisp, and she uses like 2 sticks of butter and 3 lemons to make it taste good. But man, it's to die for. It's just so tart. It tastes delicious. She is a genius at making those things. But she can get either cranberry capsules, or she can get the unsweetened cranberry juice and just start sipping and drinking on that. And you know what she probably should do, and this is not trying to be mean to her, but if she were to fast, and when I say fast, I mean don't eat any food, just drink lots of liquids, herbal teas, cranberry juice, cranberry capsules, lots of water, lemon water, lime water, whatever she wants, she'll start to flush this out a whole lot faster than if she eats sugar. The more sugar you eat, the harder it is to overcome like a bladder infection.
All right.
And so if she said, I'm just not going to eat for the next 2 days, I'm just going to flush all this stuff out, she'll be a brand new person. The other thing that I would consider, if it were me, is the use of very strong, potent probiotics. We're going to fight fire with fire. We're going to fight toxic germs in the bladder with good, beneficial microbes.
All right. The coconut oil.
Yes, coconut oil, apply it topically into the skin over the bladder, you know, below the belly button, above the pelvic area, and then you apply coconut oil to the female reproductive area. Just let her use her imagination. She can figure it out. And then cranberry juice, cranberry capsules. There's an herb called Uva Ursi that's spelled U-V-A, and then the second word is Ursi, U-R-S-I. Maybe it's Ursi or U-R-S-I, something like that. But that's a very famous herb for flushing the kidneys. Some women do really well with juniper berries. Juniper berries act like a diuretic, and they help flush that stuff out pretty quick. But if she does these things and she doesn't eat today, you might just have to let her sunbathe. Oh, wait, there might be rain coming. Scratch that.
An A-Z-O.
Yeah, A-Z-O, Azo.
All right, then.
Yeah, you can get that at the health food store right now.
All right, appreciate that.
And if they're not open yet, I'm going to tell them to open up just for you right now.
I appreciate that.
You betcha. Thanks for your call, buddy. I really appreciate your call.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks and God bless. Bye-bye. All right, if you'd like to join me on the radio this morning, there's a phone line once again open at 903-586-5257. You can just call in. I'll be glad to take your call. This program is Health Essentials. I would be willing to guess that everyone that listens is interested in improving themselves, right? Good morning. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
All right. I had a question. I was just listening to the other caller, and you were talking about the salt, breathing salt or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
For boils.
Well, I didn't say for boils. I said the mice in the cage, they were licking a salt block, and it helped them live when they were injected with staph.
Okay. I was just curious. It kind of made me think, what about, like, in a situation where my wife would get boils in the genitalia from her follicles?
I can't hear what you're saying. I lost you. You said your wife and then something else.
I'm sorry, my wife getting boils in the pubic area from hair follicles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you recommend on that?
Well, I would say, and this is just a simple idea, probably the cornerstone of the immune system is a mineral called zinc. And there's another element. I'm hesitant to call it a mineral, but I guess I can. It's called iodine. And women are very, very prone to getting boils in that area or infected sebaceous glands when you have when you're low in zinc.
Okay.
Do you know what one of the simple hallmarks of a zinc deficiency is?
No.
Is a woman that craves sugar.
Okay.
She doesn't crave sugar though, does she?
Yes, she does.
Oh, she does. Oh, man, I never expected you to say yes to that one.
Right.
I just knew you were going to shoot me down. And so if she starts rubbing coconut oil into that pubic hair area, I mean, that's going to act as a natural antibiotic. And the other thing that she can do very easily is just take apple cider vinegar on a washcloth and just wipe that area down.
Okay. All right. And then add zinc.
Yeah. I mean, zinc, unless she's eating seafood every single day of the week, she's probably going to say, take me on a date. Let's go to the fish house and have some seafood today. She'd probably feel better. You would be too, huh?
Right.
A couple of weeks ago, I think I read that article on the radio about some of nature's most potent antibiotics. And, of course, it covered onions. It covered garlic. But oil of oregano. But the one thing that I found surprising that I was very pleased with is they were talking about the use of Manuka honey. And so anytime you have a topical infection, they actually make Band-Aids now that are kind of impregnated or drenched or soaked with the Manuka honey. And you would just put that right over where you have any topical sore or wound that won't heal.
Okay.
That's related to an infection. And so... Yeah, the number one predictor of infections that never go away is going to be the amount of sugar somebody consumes.
Okay.
I know I sound like the mean, evil, control freak ogre today telling everybody what to do. I didn't say you couldn't have sugar, but it's far better for you and your wife to have sugar once a week instead of having it 7 days a week.
All right.
So, does that help?
Yes.
I sure hope so.
Several things to do, so I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for your call. What a great husband you are.
Thank you.
Of course, she knows that already, doesn't she?
No.
I can see her in the bedroom right now. She's shaking her head yes, up and down. Like
okay.
He's okay. Hey, take care, buddy. Thanks for your call.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Bye. All right, if you want to join me on the radio, there's a phone line once again open. Yeah, she's going, you is awesome. You're a great husband. The number is 903-586-5257. Here we go. Good morning. Thanks for your phone call.
Good morning. I'm calling about my mom. She was diagnosed with macular degeneration, the wet kind.
Oh, dear.
Great. Yeah. And she's had a long history of eye problems. She's had both cataracts removed, and then both eyes have had corneal transplants. And her father had the macular degeneration as well. So I'm just trying to figure out. I know you talked about oxygen and...
It's a lack of oxygen, so your body has to grow new blood vessels over the macula, and then you can't see because of it.
Yes.
Sorry,
yes.
I kind of said that fast. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay.
How old's your mom?
So I know you can get... She's 82.
Oh, only 82. All right.
Yes.
Well, outside of the macular problem that she has, is she in good health otherwise?
The only thing is she has some hypertension, and she takes diltiazem for that.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Well, what would you like to accomplish? What would make her favorite daughter very happy?
Just doing whatever we can to keep it from getting worse.
Okay, well, I'm going to... Can I be radical here?
Sure.
Radical meaning I'll give you all the recommendations that nobody else will give you. All right. There is a... Well, there's two forms of macular. One's called dry, and the other one's wet. And wet is when the blood vessels are just kind of deteriorating and breaking apart, and everything gets all gooey and bloody in the eye. I'm sorry to say it that way. So it just, it's just like a sprung a leak. I mean, haven't you seen people out in public that if they bump the back of their hand on something, they get this purple blotch that just runs like it's just bleeding under the skin, like a big, you know, purple blotch of blood? Well, that's, she's licking in the eye.
Her skin does that.
Let me just tell you what I would do if it were me. If I were in her shoes, there is a supplement called Cruciferous Complete, and all it is Brussels sprouts and kale. And so if I don't have to go into all the scientific details, which I don't know that I'm capable of, but I like all details like that. But as far as she goes, this product has one of the greatest nutritional targeting benefits of the macula of any that I've ever used.
Okay.
I've even had people with dry macula go to the ophthalmologist, and the ophthalmologist says, man, this is bad. And then within a month, they go, oh, we totally misread that a month ago. That had to be a fluke. Maybe we got it mixed up with somebody else's, because there's no way it could be that it could heal this fast. But it's just kale and Brussels sprouts. And so in the real world, if your mama wants to start eating kale and Brussels sprouts every day, that will be definitely targeted nutrition. Now, I am a huge fan of old-fashioned remedies. And so you got to admit that kale and Brussels sprouts, that's kind of an old-fashioned remedy, because that's been on the earth since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if Noah's wife served him roasted Brussels sprouts on the ark, you think? Maybe?
Probably.
And so there's another superfood that I really go to when it comes to eye problems. It's called wheat germ oil.
Okay.
And wheat germ oil is a very interesting superfood. It's very concentrated with nutrients. But wheat germ oil is something that I might consider if I was in this situation. The other thing that I like is I love the idea of two minerals. One is called magnesium. And let me just suggest to you that one of the roles of magnesium is to increase oxygenation of the blood. That is a win for your mama or you or me.
Right.
Number next.
Right.
It's going to be hard to do this without zinc. I know, because I've experimented with a lot of cases of macular, and I never see it turn around without zinc, to be honest with you. So I'm telling you, all my failures of a long time ago, I couldn't get it to turn for the better unless I gave them supplemental zinc. So let's just say that zinc plays a very powerful role in cleaning the arteries.
Right.
I know that's my oversimplification, but I'm going to stick with it. Have you ever heard of vitamin C before?
Of what?
Vitamin C.
Oh, yeah.
C is in Charlie?
Oh, yeah. I'm a nurse, so,
oh,
yeah.
Well, I knew that you were super smart the moment you called. You have more training than even I do. This is great. But vitamin C, if you can find whole food vitamin C, that is going to greatly benefit. That's going to help stop the wet macular. But there are plenty of studies that show that blackberries and blueberries are a godsend, because they contain the right blend of nutrients for the eyes. I mean, blueberries are just golden.
Right, right. Okay.
You really don't have time to plant an orchard for your mama. You need to give her some blueberries and blackberries now.
Yeah, she eats blueberries all the time. The Cruciferous Complete, does that come in the standard process?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
It does.
Because I know I can get that in time.
Yeah, and that's one of the very best ones to use for this.
Okay.
And they also have a supplement that I don't want to ever come across as a know-it-all, because there's a ton of things and stuff that I just don't know and haven't been exposed to. But they have another supplement called Oculotrophin. And I know it sounds gross, but it's made from the eyes of animals. I realize as soon as I say that, this is not going to be well received.
Okay.
But it contains protomorphogens, which are proteins that help stimulate repair of the eye.
Okay.
You know what? At the end of the day, that's all we're for. If we can cause your eye to repair at a faster rate instead of breaking down and degenerating, then that's called a win. That's called a win. But I think here's the sad thing about this is, attitude is probably enables you to accept these things. And sometimes that's hard when somebody's a little bit older, because they kind of get set in their ways. I'm not saying your mother is set in her ways, but she might be. But if she can embrace these things and say, you know what, I'm going to give this a try for 3 months,
Yes.
The other thing I'd have her do is, can she walk every day for exercise?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Still walks.
What's her middle name? Don't tell me her first name. What's her middle name?
You know her, Patricia Sue.
Oh, Sue?
Cameron from Mineola.
Okay. Then I know who you are then. I'm not going to mention your name on the radio.
The little bitty thing. From Mineola.
Oh, she's a teeny tiny one.
Yeah, but they're getting ready to give her a shot. They think a series of shots.
They just about have to. Probably they got to put something there to weld those broken blood vessels together.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're doing. I think they're just like welding it shut so it won't leak. It's like a metal pipe that's leaking water. They got to put a patch over it.
Yeah.
I don't really know if you weld metal pipes, but, it's, you know, you get the gist. No.
Yeah. Yeah, her brother had it as well. So their brother had it and her father had it.
So, you know, the amazing thing about this is nobody's going to call me on the radio or on the phone at the office unless they have some faith that God has designed the body to heal and repair itself.
Yes.
And so with those things in mind, we might want to look at a little bit of a remedy called Hawthorn.
Okay.
Hawthorn has just proven itself to me over and over. I don't want to use the word miraculous because that would, be the explanation for something that no human could do that only God can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got to believe this is a blessing of God when He created Hawthorn. It is so good for blood vessels. And
okay.
So we can work on those things, and I wish your mama the best. She is just a beautiful, beautiful human being. I love her.
Thank you.
I wish she loved me as much as I love her. I think she loves me more than I love her. She has got a heart of gold, your mama.
Yes, she does. She really, really does. And so,
she is.
I want to get some of these things for her and see if it helps.
And be sure and pass on to her, if somebody is burning poison ivy in the neighborhood, do not go outside today and breathe in that smoke.
Exactly.
I remember that from about 15 years ago.
I know.
Oh, well, hang in there. Thanks for calling, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, time is going by pretty quickly. There's plenty of time left in the program. This is Health Essentials. I'm your host, Dr. Roy Morgan, and the number at the station is 903-586-5257. All right, you made it in. You didn't think you could do it, but you did it.
Thank you so much. I have 10-year-old grandson, finicky eater, weighs about 70 pounds, recently diagnosed with type 1 diabetes.
Oh, boy.
If you had all the money in the world, what would be the supplementation you'd recommend? And the second question, if you didn't have all the money in the world, what would you recommend minimally?
Okay. Well, number one, what I need him to do is I need to play with two types of diets. One's called ketogenic.
Okay.
And I realize it's going to freak everybody out because they're going to say you can't do that. Just play with it and see if his blood sugar... I mean, he's got to find a way. I know he's 10 years old, and I feel bad for the little guy. But we've got to find a way to make this work despite the difficult, difficult circumstances. And so a ketogenic diet, a paleo diet, is going to be his salvation. I don't mean for eternity. I'm talking about with the blood sugar. And then on top of that, there is one particular herb called gymnema. Oh, my word. If there was only one thing that I could do, I would give him gymnema right now.
Okay.
How long has he had it?
Just about probably eight or 9 weeks.
I tell you what, and I'm not saying this for any other reason but to be factual. If you can get to this really, really quickly, then what you can experience is some rejuvenation of the pancreas where you can maybe undo it.
Okay.
But it's going to take zinc and gymnema.
Yeah.
And so eating in such a way... See, you have to forgive me for saying this. Can I be negative for a second?
Sure.
It's not concerning him. Well, yeah, it does concern him. But if he were to go to... and I got to be careful how I word this. Let me scratch that. Let me say it this way. If he goes and gets a recommendation just to eat whatever he wants to eat, and we'll just adjust the insulin pump or the insulin injections to match what he's eating... Okay, that is one plan, but that's a plan that's going to fail. It is going to fail, because his body is going to age so rapidly. You know what? I'm just like you. I want this beautiful, Actually, he's, let me say handsome. This handsome, wonderful 10-year-old boy to have a great long life, and he can live just as long as anybody else, but he's going to have discipline. But what he eats and puts in his mouth is going to make a difference. So if he eats pure junk food and they adjust the insulin to the junk food diet, then he's going to get what he's going to get, and it's not going to be a good outcome. He's not going to get the good stuff. And so if he eats real food that God has made, if he errs on the side of eating more ketogenically or paleo diet-wise, he'll get the biggest bang for the buck, and he'll have a fabulous life. But he'll have to be very disciplined. I know he didn't wish this. Who would want type 1 diabetes? But you've got to make the best of it. Yeah. And so Jim Nima is about the only thing that I've seen that has the ability to reverse, if you do it quick enough, and heal, because he's in the honeymoon phase right now. Let's heal it. We got to hit the ground running on this.
Agreed.
And so those are two things that you can think of right there.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All right. Last week you mentioned sublingual B12.
Mm-hmm.
And it's water soluble and no toxic levels on the thing.
Are you kidding? Do you realize what you just said? It's impossible to be toxic. It's water soluble.
Yeah, right.
Even if a truckload of B12 falls in your yard and you inhale all the vapors, you're not going to die. It's water soluble.
I've been taking the B12 injections twice a week for years and years and years, and my last blood test showed that my mean corpuscular volume was above, it was 95.7.
And see, you've got plenty of B12. You're just not absorbing and assimilating it, which means you got a different problem. The number one country in the world that has diabetes is India. They have 62.9% of all the cases of diabetes in the entire world in India. Now, I'm not telling you I know everything about Hindu. I don't. I just know that they may be more vegan or vegetarian and not eat animals because it may be their uncle that's been reincarnated into a cow or, you know, something like that, right? And so B12, the only source of B12 is from getting animal flesh. So if you eat eggs, if you eat, cheese or salmon or tuna fish, that's B12. Or calf liver, that's all B12. Hamburger meat, that's B12. And they don't get it. And so when you're with a mean corpuscular volume above 95, you've got a problem with absorption, assimilation, and usage, and which means, B12 is kind of the largest B vitamin there is. So if vitamin B1 or thiamine is about the size of planet Earth, B12 is about the size of Jupiter, 10,000 times larger. I really don't know if Jupiter is 10,000 times larger than the Earth, but it's bigger, right?
Okay.
And so there's about 8 different enzyme reactions. You've got to have what's called intrinsic factor, enough hydrochloric acid. You've got to have transcobalamin 1 and transcobalamin 2, and you've got to have pancreatic enzymes. And sometimes that's the very thing that I have to do to get people to absorb B12. Is you got to start working on all the other B vitamins. Now, I know I said vitamin B1 or thiamine, but thiamine definitely plays a role in how well you use B12. And what you may have is I don't know how many B vitamins there are. Can I guess? Can I just say there's 48 or 49? You're only talking about the 12th one. You're talking about one. One. And if you don't get all the other ones, it's going to limit your absorption and utilization of B12. But you may have an issue with your liver that needs to be strengthened or resolved, or your pancreas, or your stomach. And sometimes just giving a person hydrochloric acid will remedy all this if they start taking all the natural B vitamins. Now, there's nothing more romantic for you and your wife today than to go to Luby's and have liver and onions. I'm telling you. You will score points like you never have before, buddy. She will say, I finally am convinced that this man loves me. But the liver has all the B vitamins in it, all of them.
Okay. Now, I take the desiccated grass-fed liver capsules.
Hey, that sounds good. Good.
Along with, and I also go to Luby's at least once a week for liver, and I'd go every day if I could. I love it. I love the liver. On the pancreatic enzymes, is that a health food store?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, I don't always get pancreatic enzymes to work. Sometimes I just use plant-based enzymes, and they get the job done just fine.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you, Dr. Morgan.
You're welcome. Thank you. Hey, have a good day. I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. There's 15 minutes left. That's plenty of time. The number here is 903-586-5257. B12 is probably the most complex B vitamin to absorb and assimilate, so it's probably the most famous for being deficient, thus sublingual to get it in the arteries. Good morning.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, I had to shut off that radio.
you just saved my ears. Thanks.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay. I've written down questions about few minutes ago when you used a big long word, that Cremopo. It was right after cruciferous complete, but
yeah, permacular degeneration. Yeah, it's a nutritional supplement from a company called Standard Process, okay. And it's called cruciferous. And of course, the cruciferous family is going to contain vegetables like kale and broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, things like that. But this product, all it is just organically grown concentrations from Brussels sprouts and kale.
Okay. Yeah, I got the cruciferous complete word written down, but I thought another word came in there, cremofo something. Maybe I'm way off on that.
What are you wanting it to do for you? How do you?
It was when you were talking about the little lady with the macular.
Oh yeah, and she is a little lady. If you saw her, she's a little lady.
Yeah, and so I thought there was another product that started. The word started out with. Cremofo, something other, but okay.
I don't remember what I said. Forgive me for that, but I do remember saying that zinc is very critical when there's macular.
Okay, did I lose you?
No, I'm here. I can hear you just fine.
Okay, I'm on a cell phone, and I thought this thing had kicked you off or something.
Probably like a vulture flew in front of your radio signal, and it blocked it for a second.
Yes. Now, magnesium.
Yeah, magnesium is a godsend. That stuff helps increase oxygenation of the blood, and so they know for a fact the main reason why macular degeneration occurs or forms is because truly you're not delivering enough oxygen to the eye, and when you don't have enough oxygen, your body says, oh, "Great, what are we going to do? Okay, I've got it. We're going to grow some new blood vessels to try to deliver more oxygen." But the problem is, those brand new teeny tiny capillaries or blood vessels, they grow right on top of the macula, and it just clouds out your visual field. Just like you don't want a cataract to form in your lens where you can't see through the lens any longer. That ain't good.
No.
Not at all.
Nope.
And so magnesium is a great help.
What form is the best for buying that magnesium so it's absorbed well?
Well, there's a lot to choose from. There's everything from magnesium glycinate. That's amino acid chelate. There's a magnesium citrate / malate. That's just where they use a little bit of malic acid from apples to help it be absorbed. I like magnesium lactate. But if I'm not mistaken, one of the greatest sources of magnesium from foods are from that time-honored superfood, kelp or seaweed. Now, doesn't that sound delicious for lunch today, that you're going to have a seaweed sandwich?
Yeah, I'll head to the Gulf and get some of that.
Hey, good answer. I can tell you're on board. Finally, somebody understands.
All right. What else did I write down here? For men, here's a situation with my... tract bladder. I go to the doctor, and I'm not symptomatic, and that's not at all. But every year during my annual checkup, they say, "Well, you got too much bacteria in your ear, and I guess we'll give you an antibiotic." And I said, "No, my urologist said unless it's symptomatic, he's not going to treat it."
Yeah.
So, I've tried tons of those cranberry pills.
Does garlic help?
Haven't tried that. Okay.
Well, and the reason why I'm saying, I'm whatever I tell you, I'm not trying to say they're 100% universally effective for everybody, but for most people, garlic, especially for men, that can be one of the greatest remedies for the urinary tract to help it to drain and to clean out.
Okay.
And it doesn't take a lot, just about one capsule three times a day. Nobody will ever notice any sulfury breath. They will not.
All right. TID. now, I think I'm about to the end of this. What's your opinion concerning CoQ10?
I have a very good high opinion because it's a natural occurring substance in the body. And, for example, between the heart and the brain, they probably need more of it than any other system in the body. Your heart loves it. That's one of the reasons why. When somebody starts taking a statin drug like Pravastatin or Lipitor, Zocor, Vitordin, Benicar, when you take a statin drug and you start saying to your doctor, you know, I don't know about anybody else, but when I take this cholesterol-lowering medication, I'm just tired. I don't have any get up and go. I don't have any motivation. I just want to sit in a chair all day. Well, there's plenty of studies that show that if you want to damage the heart, do something to lower the coenzyme Q10 production in the heart muscle, and you're going to have a damaged heart. And so I know they use these statin drugs all the time to tell people it's going to save your heart, but some people, it makes them so exhausted they can't even get out of a chair. And so coenzyme Q10 is very, very essential to life. You got to have it.
Hey, I'm certainly glad to hear that, because the doctor told me to get on that. I'm starting it to... the Quinol, or what I think that's the name. But anyway, you know, the way they market it, mm-hmm. in the stores, mm-hmm. they're calling it Quinol.
Anyway. Yeah, no, that's the good form of coenzyme Q10. You ought to take it.
All right.
Certainly, you won't do anything to harm yourself, and we're going to see if it makes you better.
All right, doctor.
Well, thank you so much for your phone call.
I'm doing a program every week.
Do you really? Where are you listening from? Or where do you live?
Just north of Frankston, Texas.
Oh, did you just say Frankston?
Yes.
Did you know that's where I graduated from high school from?
Wow, okay.
now you know why I'm so smart, right?
Absolutely.
I think I
go out through there now, I look over at that school and think, wow, they make smart doctors over there.
When you say north of Frankston, are you toward Lake Palestine?
Yes, I'm right in behind Coffee City.
Oh, I drive through there every so often because my mama still lives in Frankston.
She has to come over here and get your coffee.
Yeah, she does. She has told me many times she's driven in front of your house and she can smell it brewing.
That's right. I talked to the city manager one time and said, how in the world did you ever get a name like Coffee City? He said, back when we were trying to figure out a name, we stopped by this lady's house sitting there drinking coffee, and they said, what do you think we ought to call this town? She said, call it Coffee City.
I wonder what her name was. Probably Mrs. Black. Oh, that's just great. That's a great story. I'm glad you shared that with me.
All right. Thank you.
Well, thanks for your phone call, and I wish great blessings and God's favor upon Coffee City today.
Okay.
I hope you get some rain. Thanks, man.
Yes, I think we will.
All right. Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. There's time for another phone call. It shows that there's about 6 minutes left. 903-586-5257. That was funny. All right. If nobody wants to call, I know I've read this to you before, but I really think this is good information. I stole this from Dr. Joe Mercola. Actually, if I give him the credit, I'm not really stealing it. Let's go to the phone lines instead. Good morning. You made it just in time.
Oh, I've tried for a long time, and so happy to talk to you.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm all yours. I am all yours.
No, you're running out of time, but my granddaughter is beautiful, and she has severe fever blisters all up in her nose and everything.
Oh, bless
her. And I know you've addressed this before, but I can't remember what you said.
Well, can I tell you in simplicity some things you can try?
Yes.
I am a firm believer that one of the greatest superfoods for kids that have this problem is called cod liver oil.
Well, now, of course, she's 21, but she's under a lot of stress.
She has to go
to medical school, and she works two jobs, and she just really... So, tell me again, cod liver oil?
Cod liver oil, yes.
Just rubbed on there?
You can do both of them. As a matter of fact, this week I saw a man, he showed me the bottom of his foot. His foot was covered with plantar warts. And these are the hardest viral infections to get rid of, and that's what she's got. Well, she doesn't have plantar warts on her nose. She's got it's herpes simplex, one of those viral infections. But I just told him to take a Band-Aid and drench it with cod liver oil and tape it on every night when he goes to bed. And out of all the remedies I've tried, that's the best one to get rid of those warts on the feet, and it's non-toxic. It just smells like fish.
Okay. So what about your nose and your lips?
Well, and she needs to take cod liver oil internally.
Okay.
So if she gets like gel caps, like from Nordic Naturals or somebody like that, but cod liver oil, it is a superfood remedy. She will get better.
Okay, now, thank you. And
as far as her lips go, she can get that, I'm going to call it chapstick. I know that's not the name of it.
She uses a Breva, mad. You know.
And so she needs to get the one that has what's called either lemon balm or Melissa. There's actually an herb called Melissa, and there's another one called lemon balm. She could actually take a little bit of that salve, and she could rub it inside of her nose and all over her lips every night before bedtime.
Okay.
And that will help. And I know this is harsh, but if she can't get that, we might try Vicks Vapor Rub in the nose.
Okay.
And you know what I said earlier with that very first caller about the salt inhaler?
Yes.
You breathe it. They cost like $9 or $8. But you breathe salt crystals into your lungs, and when you blow out... You blow out through your nose, and so she'll be coating all those infections with these salt crystals, and that'll help kill them.
Okay.
I didn't mean kill her. Yes.
I know. I've always had low blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
and all of a sudden now I'm starting to have higher blood pressure.
Well, that's what happens when your arteries tend to become a little bit stiff, and I'm not saying it to be rude, but Hawthorne is going to be really hard to beat. Well, I can't tell you that because I don't know every manufacturer in front of you, but you can start off with what the manufacturer recommends and go from there and see if that does the trick.
But no, they're only as good as their who makes it. So Hawthorne.
Hawthorne is an excellent remedy. The other thing is arteries tend to become stiff over time if one consumes too much sugar, which I know I'm wasting your time by even saying that because you don't do that.
Well, yes, I do.
Oh, okay. That changes everything then.
Well, I'm not overweight at all.
No.
But you are
quite stunning and beautiful, aren't you?
Oh, no. Well, I wouldn't go that far, but...
Well, I would.
At least I'm, less than average. Well, I'm 129, and I'm 5'1", and so I've always took really good care of myself and walked every other day, 3 miles, but my back's out, so I can't do that anymore. So maybe that's why my blood pressure's up. I don't know, but I don't.
Well,
like
do you
it.
Think that you might, in the near future, be able to start your walking regimen again?
If I have a back surgery, that's very, very scary, and I'm having a hard time deciding that.
You're right. That would be scary. I feel for you.
Well, thank you so much.
Yes, I hope I helped you today. Thank you.
I will, and I wish to give your phone number of your office.
I can give it to you right now. I can give it to you right now.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. My office number is area code 903-586-8114. Okay. It's been a pleasure being with you today. Let me read this to you real quick and we'll call it good. Life is too short to waste on regrets, or so say centenarians. Those are people 100 years old and above. When they were asked to share their secrets to a long and healthy life, proceed boldly, they instruct. Don't leave yourself open to saying on your deathbed, I wish I had... .. The centenarians likewise advise staying true to oneself and maintaining a strong social network of family and friends, two factors that are often the source of regret for the dying. In fact, according to Bronnie Ware, a former palliative care nurse and author of the Top 5 Regrets of the Dying, the most commonly cited regrets at the end of life include 1, lacking the courage to live a life true to oneself; 2, losing touch with friends; 3, working excessively at the expense of family; 4, lacking courage to express one's feelings. That's a problem with men. And letting worries detract from happiness. That's got to be true. Longevity research. Whoops, I'm out of time. Sorry. I've enjoyed being with you. God bless you. Have a great weekend.